don't mind, can we sing this song, just a closer walk with thee? And just a closer walk with thee, closer walk with thee. Grant it, Jesus, is my plea, my holy plea. Daily walking close to thee. Oh, let it be. Yeah, Lord, let it be. Through this world of toys and snares. This afternoon again, we thank you for this day, because indeed it's a day that you have made and you want us to rejoice. You want us to be glad in it, Father. We thank you for the way you started the day with us, Lord. Thank you for the blessings, Father, in the Sunday school and the morning service. Thank you for the little time we had to rest, oh God, and take our physical food. Father, we are here again, Lord Jesus, to eat of this spiritual manna. Lord, we're just saying, Lord, that's our prayer, Lord, daily walking with you. That's our desire, Father. May you help us on this pilgrim journey, O God. Lord, we have come again, Father. Lord, may you speak to us, O Father. Talk about us, O God. Correct us where necessary, O God. May we be children, O Father, that will take correction, O God. May we not be weary, Father, of correction, in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, O Father, for your servant you use in the morning. We pray, Father, that you bless him, O God. Continue to keep them for us in good and perfect health, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ. Help, Lord, our young people, help each and every one of us. We are desiring more of you as we walk this pilgrim way, Father. We cannot do it of our own. We are depending upon you, Lord. May your grace be sufficient to each and every one of us, Lord. Forgive all our shortcomings and our failure at this time. We plead that your blood will stand for us, O God. As we read, O God, from your word again this afternoon, Lord, may you bless your word in our heart, O God. Give us, O God, of the blessings of your word, Father. Lord, at the end of this service, we will have cause to thank you. And Father, you will bless our soul, O God, well, in the name of Jesus. Blessed be your holy name. Be with your servants, O God, in Bakatare. Bless the service there also. In all the nations of the world where your children are gathered in like manner, may you bless their gathering, O God. Thank you, Father. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. God bless you and thank you for your patience. Let's turn our Bible to the book of Job. Job chapter 19. And from verse 10, Job 19, from verse 10, said, he had destroyed me on every side, and I am gone, and my hope had even moved like a tree. He had also kindled his wrath against me, and he counted me unto him as one of his enemies. His troops come together, raise up their way against me, and they camp round about my tabernacle. He hath put my brethren far from me, and my acquaintance are very estranged from me. My kinsfolk are failed, and my familiar friends have forgotten me. They that dwell in my house and my maid count me for a stranger. I am an alien in their sight. I called my servant and he gave me no answer. I entreated him with my mouth. My breath is strange to my wife, though I entreated for the children's sake of my own body. Yea, young children despise me. I arose and they spake against me. All my inward friends abhorred me, and they whom I loved are turned against me. My bone cleaveth to my skin and to my flesh, and I am escaped with the skin of my teeth. Verse 21, he said, have pity upon me, have pity upon me, O ye my friends, for the hand of God hath touched me. Why do you persecute me as God, and are not satisfied with my flesh? Oh, that my words were now written, oh, that they were printed in a book, that they were graven with an iron pen and laid in the rock forever. Verse 25, for I know that my Redeemer liveth. You believe that? And that he shall stand at the latter day upon the earth. Verse 26, he said, and though after my skin worms destroy this body, yet in my flesh shall I see God, whom I shall see for myself, and my eyes shall behold, and not another. Though my reins be consumed within me, but ye should say, why persecute we him, seeing the root of the matter is found in him? Be ye afraid of the sword, for wrath bringeth the punishment of the sword, that ye may know there is a judgment. And may God bless the reading and hearing of his precious word in our heart this afternoon. You can be seated. God bless you in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. We thank God for the message of the hour. If not for the message of the hour, we wonder there is nothing that can satisfy in this day that we are living in. To continue with the topic that we started on Wednesday, and in that spirit, want to take this message that the prophet preached, I know. Amen. I know. Preach it 1964, preach it on an Easter period. But we want to take it now, trusting that God will minister grace to our hearts through this sermon in Jesus' name.
Now, on Wednesday, we're talking about Anna, and we're talking about Penina, and we're taking certain lessons from their life. And one striking thing that I could remember, we talk about that there was a difference between those two people. Amen. There was something that one had that the other did not have. Anna had the Holy Ghost, if you permit me to put it that way. And perhaps this other, I know you can say, how did you know, Brother Joseph, that she has the Holy Ghost? And Penina, by their fruits, you shall know them. Amen. Holy Ghost will not mock his brother. Holy Ghost will not, you know, elect cannot persecute elect. Holy Ghost will not use the pain of another to be inflicting more pain. Just like the life of Job that we are reading now. He said, how can a man, God so bless him like this, and everything just crumble one day? You must be a secret sinner. They don't understand the ways of God sometimes. That the ways of God is not the way of a man. May God help us. Now, in this message, Bourbon, talking about Job, he said, and this patriarch at this time, it was somewhat like many of us are today. And he had been in deep troubles, just like Anna was. As we call it, he was in high waters. And he was desperate. Amen. You know, like we said on Wednesday, until we get to that point where we become desperate, we can never receive anything from God. We can never, never. I know it's tough, but God will help us. God knows what we are going through, but until we get to those high, deep waters, he touches very well. And Brother says, sometimes God is the one behind it. He just allowed it for a purpose. Is it to frustrate us? No. But he's building character. He's doing something. May God help us in Jesus' name. Brother said, me myself, I experience it. And it is part of the promise that every child that comes to God must be what? Tested and tried. The message of the hour is a hard one. It's not easy. I tell you. But in another sense, it's also easy. But Bible says, you know, sometimes people say when you become a Christian, everything will go fine for you. That is not always the case. The more you advance, the more the battle you fight. As Apostle Paul says, sometimes the things that you don't want to even do, you pray, oh God, you have given me grace, I've come out of this. You see yourself, those are the things you are struggling with. And God says, he knows. But Bible says, God knew the mistake of Abraham. Yes, he said, I choose Abraham. He knew his ups and downs. He knew the 419 of Jacob. Is it? Are you just telling God? He knows everything. That's why we're taking the message. I know. He knows me more than you can know me. He knows you more than I can know you. He knows our makeup. I think it was David that was saying it. He knows my makeup. He remembered that I am what? Dust. May God help us. God can do without us, remember, but we cannot do without him. Now, Brother Bram said, Job, he was desperate. Many days he would sit on the ash heap and maybe trying to find words to console him, just like Anna, in her condition, right? She was looking for a child. This other wife should have been consoling her, but she was inflicting pain, adding salt on the injury. He said, this one that you are passing, you never do. Make her give you more. That is Satan. May God help us. See, he was on the hardship, trying to find words to console him, trying to find something that would give him courage, and something that would be of comfort to him, as he see his life was fading out of him. Now, first place, he was an old man. Now, let us catch something here. Somewhat, maybe around 90 years old. Yeah, and he had been stricken by the hand of God. Now we know that God had not touched him with his hand. Are you there now? But look at it. But God had permitted Satan to do what? Touch him. Now God only has agents to do things. God wants an evil done, he just turns Satan loose to do it. Is the boss. That is why when Satan brought all the temptation, he can't be telling the Lord what to do. Yeah. God himself was the one that created Satan. And he created him for a purpose. Amen. Now, God only has agents to do those things. He wants evil done, he turns loose. He gives Satan, you go do the job. So whatever we see happening in our life sometimes, in the bad, negative part, way, afflictions, maybe God just allows Satan. Go and try him. Sometimes look at the country, the thing is going so bad. God just allows Satan. Say, just play with them. Whatever you want to do, just do. I know I still have my own children there that will not disappoint me. Amen. May God help us. He said God wants an evil done, he turned Satan loose to do it. And if he wants good done, he turned his servant, he turned loose to do it. See? And Satan had touched Job for a purpose. We all know that in his conversation with God. And God told Satan that I have got a servant in the heart. And there is none like him. Whatever I say to him, he will do. Can God trust us to that level? May God help us in Jesus' name. He says he's a perfect man and he's a just man. And Satan said, if you will just let me have him, watch, I will make him to curse you to your face. Job, not knowing all of these things going on, maybe that is your case too. May God help us. Some guys will want our way. Say, God, no, I want this. I want you. Pray. Apostle Paul, God said, 3 times I pray. And God said, you say, I'm not going to take that seat. My grace is sufficient for you to keep us humble, to make us recognize that we are still human beings. Yeah, may God help us. Job, not knowing all of this, he brought the Prophet into a deep distress. May God have mercy. May God help us. Yesterday, I went out to the gas place and a man was saying, he said, I brought so amount to come and buy gas with the hope that I will buy gas and I will buy food. He said, and I'm coming now, buying the gas, and I've used all the money to buy gas. Which money will I use to eat? I look at the man, very fine car he brought to the place. But I told him, I said, oh God, people are suffering and smiling. God knows. And he's aligning for a purpose. His own, it is time to draw them closer to himself. And as the prophet said, until this world becomes so uncomfortable, God will not come. It must get so tough, because why? Well, as we had it this morning, a new heaven and a new heart is coming. It's just like a woman, physically, when, you know, they take in and they are going through their back pain. Before your child comes, you know what you experience. That's the same way this world. We must individually also, you want to bring something, you must go through those pains. We want to enter another phase of our life. We must go through bad things. Sometimes it's not funny. It can give us sickness. We will cry. God will not take the sickness. Yeah. To draw us, put us down. And know that we are nothing. May God help us. Now, all of this is to glorify his own name. Rabbi said, yes, somehow, when we all... when all was gone from him, he still maintained his position in Christ. He said, I know my Redeemer liveth. Now we come to those places. We all come. And I believe that today we are gathered here for something like that same purpose. Is that not so? And we have our troubles. We have our ups, we have our downs, our bad moments, our sicknesses, our heartaches, our disappointment. And so we come like of a morning, this Easter, where we preach it on the Easter time, this is Sunday, and we all come to the house of God to find words of comfort like Job was trying to find from his friend. Is that not so? That's why we come to the house of God. We want to receive help. I cannot help you. Neither can you help me. I have learned by the grace of God not to put confidence in man, because man will fail. I tell you, man will fail you. I've learned to put confidence in God. Talk to God. He is the one that will now use man. When we talk to God, as we had the prophet say, God used man. He has agent, servant that he uses when he wants to do good things. And when he wants evil, or evil to be done, he knows how to pass it to the devil. Yeah. So you talk to God, God knows how to do the job. Now, none of them could give him any consolation, his friends, because of his trouble. Rather, they were accusing him of being a secret sinner. And then in the midst of all that trouble, God came to his rescue. Amen. That's the same way God will come for our rescue. You believe that? God will never forsake us. Job was questioning God as he knew not only was his sickness and his boys and trouble and heartache, but what? From losing his family, losing all of his wealth, and he was just about to take his life. But he was an old man, well stricken in age, and knowing that he was going down to the grave, knowing that he believed that there was somebody who brought him here on earth. Do you know that? Amen. Just as we are this morning, somebody is responsible for us. Sometimes we should pause in our life when we see certain things and Satan wants to make us feel as though God has not been good. I tell you, God has been good to you. He has been good to us. Count your blessing one by one. There, as the songwriter said, it will surprise you what the Lord has done. Don't count your disappointments. Don't count your failure. If you begin to count that one, you cannot see God. You will miss him. He wants you to glorify him by appreciating him for what he has done while you wait for more to be done. Amen. Now, Job, knowing that he believed that there was somebody who brought him on earth, and he just couldn't come here by himself. You know that? You are not here by chance. He knows that he comes from a father and a mother, but yet the father and mother had to have someone to bring them. And it will revolve back to the original who brought the first one. Amen. Now let's go to paragraph 27. Ramsey, and sometimes we have more troubles when we become Christians than we did when we were sinners. Yeah, want us to. Sometimes we have more troubles when we become a Christian than we did when we were sinners. Why is it that it is that time that you say, I want to get serious with God? It didn't get tough. Because why? Christianity, not everybody will be your friend. Yes, the friend that used to come way before, when they see that your dressing style, it has changed, they will know that this one has gone somewhere. They will know. Probably when a man meets God, things change. Your talk itself, it will change. You will become a pastor to them. He said, the way this, every time it's not good to tell jokes. He said, even joke, it's not good. He said, go down. He said, this one, don't become pastor. You begin to lose friends. The support that you used to have, if you're not careful, they will just cut it off. Then you will pray, cry, as though God is not hearing. I tell you, he's hearing. Amen. Now, he said, many is the afflictions of the righteous, but God delivered him from them all. God promised many afflictions. Is that so? Strange feelings. So it's natural when you have those feelings. Strange things that will be beyond our understanding. God, I'm doing it the way other people should do it, and I'm not getting the result. Why? Why is all this thing befalling me? I'm doing easy business. I do my business the way I know it should be done. But because I say I want to be Christian, my own is just different. Yes, your own will be different. You cannot be like the rest of them because certain things that they will do, you will not do it. Then you begin to think, is it worth being a Christian? I tell you, it's worth everything to be a Christian. It pays to serve Jesus. As pastor will always say, whether, yes, you have house here, you have in Washington, you have in Dubai, you have in France, you live in a very good house, you drive the latest car. After that, what else are we looking for? We had the message last Friday, the path of life. What else are we looking for? That is the most, if we miss that reason why we come here, we have missed everything. I tell you, the reason why we come here is to seek our maker. Find the ones, bro. Bram said, Job, when he was here, those things brought him to the point. He began to ask himself, how did I come here? You don't have the Holy Ghost. Ask yourself. I think it's in the message, the unconditional covenant that God made with his people. But man said, every promise of God is yours. You believe that? Every chapter of the Bible, every line, personalize it to yourself. Holy Ghost is for me. You believe that? Then you begin to ask yourself questions. This Holy Ghost, if it's for me, why have I not received it? If the Holy Ghost is to me and to my family, to my children, why have my children not received it? More than ever before, like I said, may God help us that we come back to the old line. Come back to those happy days. May God help us. Well, certain things we cannot explain is beyond our understanding. But Abraham said, it's always done that, but it is always done for what? Our good. Are you there? We just can't understand it many times. If we did, then we would not be, it will not be a faith to us. We will go with an understanding. But if we do it, we have it, we believe by faith is what, that it's going to work some good things for us. If we could just grasp that today, see? If we could just grasp that all of our troubles, there is none of us immune from them. If we realize that those things are for our good. You believe that? Amen. Now, Brother Bram, I want to join in with Job, that's paragraph 29, to say that I've lived long enough to know that that is the truth. I have seen it in my own life many times. Situations rises that I cannot get around it, or get under it, or over it. And somehow, God makes a way, and I come out gloriously. Is that not the truth? Who was in that situation? How did it happen? May God help us. When it will look as if they set trap for you. Oh, what can I use now? May God help us. Somebody will say, the economy is so bad. Just bear with me. That's how I do my own preaching. The economy is so bad. My salary cannot buy one bag of rice. Brother, don't look at that. We are not of this economy. Our economy is God's economy. I tell you, if you are always looking at that one, you will have heartache. You will have trouble. Look unto God, who is your provider, who is our source. If you can't, if I remove this one, I remove children's coffee, you will give yourself hypertension. Many times, how do you pay those things? Is it you that, if we want to be sincere, how? Is it we? You look at your small salary, you don't fall sick. You say sickness, they say cancer, and not this coronavirus. It's big man sickness. Who tell you that? It can happen to anybody. It's just the mercy and grace of God. That you spend your money where you are not spending on sickness. You are not buying BP drug. In case you don't know how much BP drug is, you have medical people here. Go and ask them. They are sleeping on drug. If they miss it like this, trouble. They will be visiting the doctor every now and then. Are we saying that it's wrong to visit doctor? No, sir. But I'm just telling you that I appreciate what God has done for us. Many times, many things. How did God come on the scene to make a way of escape? He comes to make provisions for us. But you know, sometimes because of a little stress, including me, we forget the many good things that God has done for us. You forget the time that you should have died, but God saved you from that accident. I think my brother was telling me this afternoon, a very young man. I'm very sorry, I hate to be a messenger of bad news. But he was telling me, I've not confirmed me, that a young man, a very renowned businessman, I don't want to mention the corporation, has gone and his family. And I begin to tell, I say, Talomagenest of Cain. I say, God have mercy. Sometimes this life that we think we are living is nothing. If we begin to settle down sometimes and look at, you will just say, what am I here for? May God help us. Now the whole corporation and the stakeholders, I wonder, they are in trouble. Except God help them, that business will go down. Except God come. Because the whole family is gone. Then what are we living for? May God help us. But we are living for somewhere, brethren. Yeah, there's a land beyond the river. That's the assurance of a believer. That even though it comes this afternoon, I used to tell my children, sometimes as you are going to your school, I'm not putting fear in your heart, but be prepared. Maybe your car, that something just fall on your school bus and you die. Are you going to heaven? Even though I know in their condition, straight tickets is their own. The main question is me. Yeah. I bring it very straight to myself. I say, as we sit there in this house, anything just happened. We must be prepared. May God help us. Now, Brother said, you see, God makes a way and comes out, you know, we come out glorious. And I just wonder how His grace ever does that. But He does it. You believe it? And He will do it. Now, remember, in all of this, Satan, his intention is to try to make us nervous. Like this afternoon, while I was just coming, I just received a message in my... If that we have not trained ourselves sometimes, collect some kind inoculation, some message will eat you like this, you will tell pastor, I know if you preach again, but not lie. That is the target of Satan, to get you upset before you know your... May God help us. But sometimes what I used to use to calm myself, just Joseph, you are just a man. God give you... You are nothing. Even if He will take you, my name, just the main thing, let me be a Christian. That is what I want to be found. Let me be... Whatever, when they carry the case like this, like that, they say no. We know he's still a Christian. That's the most important thing. You see, and that was the thing that Satan was after in the life of Job. Until he came to the very closest person to him, the wife. He said, are you still maintaining your integrity? Sometimes many things that we read in the Bible, we will not understand it until we meet those people and ask them. Proverbs says, you don't understand what Daniel passed through. I used to tell them in the family. I said, do you know what it is to stay in lion's den? If that Daniel did not have God, I tell you, Boshe one way, the lion will have finished him. What is the difference between Daniel and the man that went to the Badon Zoo and lion tear? One has God, one did not have God. One was tempting God, one did not tempt God. Daniel did not throw himself there to show that I have power. No, Christians don't do like that. It was because of his faith they brought him there. And before he got him there, Christ was there. Proverbs said the pillar of fire was already there before Daniel entered. So until we get to heaven, we will not understand. You will ask Daniel, Daniel, that night, did you sleep? Did you close your eyes? Maybe if you would have been thinking, if I close my eyes and the lion come and just take something. He will say, no, bro, I was very at peace. Then you look, what a mighty God Jesus is. Honestly. When we will understand many things better when we get there. Who asked Job, how was it? You a rich man, your children, your wife, your servant, everything, your wealth, one day. Job, how did you do it? That day, was there a doctor in your time? Did they check your blood pressure? Did he rise? Job will tell you that, boy, it was not an easy thing. No. Yeah, humanly speaking, it was not an easy thing. But the grace of God was sufficient. Amen. Robert said, look at it. The target of the devil, he tries to make us nervous. And what? Upset. To get us to think, oh, why did this happen to me? Old people, don't be disappointed. Don't be discouraging God. You might be looking at your life and say, God, look at, I have served you all my life. Is this what I stand to gain? I tell you, a more blessed glory awaits you. Amen. You might have had maybe your ups and downs, as the prophet will always say, which can happen to any man. But don't remain in that condition. Don't allow Satan to keep giving you messages of unbelief. You would have done this, you would have done that, you would have done this. No man taking thoughts can add one cubit to his stature. The Bible told us. There is nothing that you can do that you can better yourself if God does not help you. Don't allow people to make you feel as though God is not good to you. God is ever good to us. You believe that? Now, Brabant gave an experience that he had. A few days ago, when I come down out of the most prettiest and most gorgeous place that I ever saw in all my life, it was the great building of our brother, Ora Roberts. And I seen them, that solid marble, not a window in it, nowhere. But how it was fixed. Massive. Then I have been in Hollywood. The prophet too was a missionary and a good one. He visited places and God was teaching him things throughout our home good. And I've been in king's palaces. King's palace is not like this, our whole church. King's palace, you know what is king's palace? Rock nine they go put for you from that entrance, which where king they, you know, go match. They can tell you off your shoe. So when you fall off, as you are matching the rock, it's just going down. AC self is blowing you. You understand what? So, problem to know, he passed through some of these things. I've been in king's palaces, and I've been everywhere, you see, that could be ugly around the world. And all the swankies, are you there? Swanky. Is it shop right? In his time, if there is no, that's why I said, let us not settle for less. If you say the prophet was poor, that is the kind of poverty me I want to have. Yeah. He was not poor. Because in his time, he had a Cadillac, he no phone driver, he just pack it. May God help us. But let's leave that one, let's come back to this. Swanky, lovely places, you know, and home. But I never seen anything, any place to compare with it. Nowhere at all. How the little aluminium wires weave the inside together and oh, I have never seen anything so gorgeous in all my life like that. And when I walked through there, I took my hands and I rubbed those whole plaster. You know, great granite. All in the form of a trinity of Father, Son, Holy Ghost. The craving on it. Oh man. And all those things. And I just come from, you know, over Robert's place. I went to Tommy Osborne, you know, and I seen his great mighty work there for the Lord. Great! Oh man. If God does not help you sometimes, you will want to say, okay, what are we doing here? Look at Oyedepo. Look at the great auditorium they are building. Look at the rest of this minister. If that is what we are looking at physically, it is not those things. Sometimes you will ask yourself as a preacher, then what have I done, Lord? Is it only 100 people? I tell you, if that 100 people can have Holy Ghost, they have made it. You have done, in fact, you have done more than all the preachers. 100? Do you know what it is to get 100 so? If me, I can get 10. I know I don't try by the grace of God. Yeah! As funny as it is, it's the truth. You know how much one soul worth in the sight of God? May God help us. It's not by number. May God help us. Now look at the experience of the prophet. Prophet said, then I stood on the outside, looking back at the building, and I thought, God, surely I have become an hypocrite. My own too hard. No wonder I don't get money to do this kind of thing. See, surely I become an outcast somewhere. This man's ministry, they come off of man. Can you see that? Can you see that? Sometimes we wonder, when we see all those great ministers, you say they are doing better than us in the message. Nala, I used to listen to them too, so I know better. When you read some time, you will know that many of them are reading the sermon book. But they will just swerve away. They take the side that they want. Take the healing, take the anointing. When they come to topple. They run away. They don't want that one. It would scatter the boats. May God help us. Oh my. Then I thought, well, maybe I am so untrusted, Lord, that you couldn't trust me with anything like that. Even the little few dollars that you let me pay for the campaigns and things, now they are trying to send me to penetrate for it. That case. See? Why am I such an hypocrite? And why am I such an untrusted person? I was on the ash heap as Job of old. Many of us come to those hard sacred places. So you are not immune from it. This is prophet that we are talking about, his own experience. So that you understand, even pastor getting on. We all go through it. You see how these men powerful they are? I tell you, if sometimes some things that go, they can be crying. Yeah. Not to now talk of their own aside. Carry church member will put 1, 2, 3, 4. Pastors are trying. Then at the end of the day, that church member will still look the pastor and say, you know, do anything for me. May God have mercy upon you. The pastor that lay there, they pray every day and night. You now call. The man, you go make her the thing. Say, you see, go, I labor, I pray for these people, preach, do everything. Is this what I stand to gain? May God have mercy upon us, many of us. We should release the body we are giving the pastor. Pastor no kuko tell me anything. No, none of them tell me. Release the body. They are also men like us. May God help us. Now, when I stood here outside, we just, you see, just could hardly get my bread from such majesty that a poor boy born in a dugout Pentecostal could do and bring that into the great mammoth building. And I thought, oh God, maybe I am not worthy. This time. And then a little voice came down through those corridors and said, but I am your portion. Amen. Sometimes, let us come on now. Young people, you look at your mates, you go the same primary school, you go the same secondary school. But sometimes, if you really want to be sincere, you are better off than them. But when you are looking at physical things of this life, they might look better than you. I begin to wonder, God, why is it that you did not give me this one? Why is it that you did not give me? But he gave you something that is more than what they have. If they can have what you have, he gave you something more. I thought, see, oh Lord God, just let that stay that way. Because I wouldn't have the intelligence to carry on the great work like that for you. I am an illiterate person. As long as you are my portion, I am yours. And you will lead me, and I could not lead myself. But, oh Lord, lead me. Is that our heart desire? Lead me, and I will follow. Proverbs says, it is those crucial hours that presses us to those sacred signs. It was in the Bible, and remember, no matter how great distress is, Satan cannot take your life until God has finished with you. You believe that? There is nothing can happen to you unless God permits it. You believe that? Nothing can happen to you unless God permits it. There is no evil can come unless God permits it. Whatever you are going through, it is for your good. You believe that? Amen. Now, 43, because of this time. But Bible says, you see, and why does God let trouble come? God announces trouble, he puts beads in its mouth, and makes it obey him. Makes it do what? Obey him. Those trouble, what are they to do? They are to bring us into what? Closer fellowship with God. Brother, how far from the Savior today? Maybe we are raising our soul from things that decay. But God knows that you are one of his. What will he do? He will draw that pleasure. You will know the way to church. I tell you, a child of God, God can never lose his own. You believe that?
It can never. Those of us now, may God have mercy upon us. Those that are running away from fellowship, you don't know that you are just doing yourself. We run away from prayer meeting. We run away from anything godly. It is just Satan that is after us. Because our strength lies in this place, whether we like it or not. Bible itself and God that tell us, don't forsake the gathering together of one another. We think that he doesn't know what he's saying. He knows what he's talking about. Yes, we know we all have our personal consecration, our personal time. But when we come together like this, there is something that we get from one another. There is power, there is strength in unity. But when Satan is able to come in our midst and push this one side, push that one, we can even be together as we are all gathered, but we are divided in mind. As we always say, I tell my wife sometimes, she's there, sorry. I say, when we begin this, shout to one another, do you not hear me? But the person I'm talking is just in my front. You are far from me by heart. That is just the truth. That's how we examine one another in our house. I gave her scorecard. She gave me a scorecard. Now, so you do. I say, that action, it just showed that our heart, though we are very close, but our heart is very far. So we didn't need to raise voice. That is how many of us are. May God have mercy. We forget that we need one another. Amen. We need the prayer of one another. We can't do it alone. Life burden is too much. Then certain people want to even inflict more pain. May God have mercy. Now 46, because this time. But the Bible says we ask for comfort. We ask for peace. But what did God gives us? He gives us the best. Are you there? He gives us the best that he could give us. And what is the best? Trials and tribulation.
What?
Trial? I tell God, God, give me peace of mind. He gave me trial. Oh, may God help us. Prabhupada said that is better than what? Comfort and peace. Our comfort is just beyond the river. Amen. You believe that? May God help us in Jesus' name. Now I'm conscious of this time. See where we will just... Paragraph 50. But man said, and oh, if the church could only wake up to itself today and find out that after the troubles and trials, and the laughings, the laughs, and the made fun of, and the things that the church has been through, the Pentecostal church, that we see God in our midst doing great signs and wonders. After the toils and trouble of days, after it's all passed, then we shall see Jesus at last. You believe that? He will be waiting for me. Jesus, so fair and true. On his beautiful throne, he will welcome us home after the day is through. While it is still day now, let us labor, brother and sister. May God help us in Jesus' name. Now, all these great men that we could take much of our time, no going to mentioning them, they went through trials and they saw God. They went through trials and saw angels. They went through trials and revelations and saw signs and wonders and things. But oh, none of them saw what Job saw. All of them, after seeing angels and seeing God and all these things, they never saw nothing to give them hope beyond the grave. But Job saw the resurrection. Job saw what Easter means. He saw the things that comfort every heart. That when he did, oh, that my words will be printed in a book. Oh, that they will be engraved with an iron pen in the rock. And it was. See, everything had turned against him. Even his servants wouldn't speak to him. His wife was a stranger to him. There he sat on the ash heap. That great trial,
And the church come and they turn their back to him, church members, for 7 days, no one to comfort him. And then he must have saw the vision of Easter. He cried, I know my Redeemer liveth. And at the last day, he will stand on the earth. Job said, I know. The question is this afternoon, through evening, do we know? Oh, that my words were penned with an iron pen in a stone, that my words will never fade no more, for I know that my Redeemer liveth. God allowed Job to pass through that trial to bring out this revelation of what Easter is. Sometimes, maybe you are also writing history. Maybe you are leaving footprints in the sands of time, that when you are gone, your life will be a Bible. Because Prophet Mugun said, he said, today people are not even reading Bible. But they look at your life and they say, this is another Jesus again. Because why? This man is just living like Jesus lived. Is it easy to live like Jesus lived? Yeah, it's easy when his spirit comes on us. But humanly speaking, we cannot do it of our own. We will love like Jesus loved. We will forgive like Jesus will forgive. Humanly speaking, it's not easy for them to slap you here and you turn the other one. But when the Spirit of God comes, you can do it easily. Humanly speaking, it's not easy for you to allow people to take what is yours. You know, I was telling my family in closing that there is a difference, as the prophet told us. I can't remember that message now. Papa said there's a difference between David and David in the spirit. There's a difference between and you when you get in the spirit. It brings a change. It's two different people. You, ordinary you, when you go through your trials, you will react like a natural man. But when the Spirit of God comes on you, certain things that you will even say, you might be saying Bible, you might be saying prophecy, things that will happen 5 years, 10 years of your life, but you don't know. May God help us. You believe God? When David was in the spirit, he said, my God, why have you forsaken me? But who was the one really crying that thing? It was Jesus when he was on the cross. He said, they carried my garment and they parted it, and upon it they were giving victual. But who did that happen to? David was speaking many things. He didn't know what he was saying. The same thing with Brother Job. God allowed David to pass through the trial that he passed through, so that many things that he writes and say, they will become fulfillment of scripture. Same thing with Job. If Job did not pass through this, how will we appreciate the goodness of God? Rabbi said, many of these great men that we talk about, Daniel and the rest of them, none of them caught this revelation that Job caught. That I know, no matter how bad Nigeria is, no matter the trouble that you can be going through, I know that God will not forsake me. Do you know that, brother, sister? That he has promised and he can never fail. I will follow him unto the end of the road. You believe that? He said, I will not leave you. I will not forsake you. I will be with you. I will be in you to the end of the world. Believest thou this? Shall we bow our head? Do you believe that God, he cares? If he can care for the birds that fly in the air, he cares for every creature that are inside the sea, then is it you and I that he won't care for? He cares, brother. Do you know, like Job, no. He said, I know my Redeemer liveth. Though this king worm destroyed the flesh, I know I shall see him for myself. Not another person, me for myself, I will see God. Do you believe that, brother, sister? When all of life is over, and all our work on this earth is done, when the road will be called up yonder, do you know, are you sure that you will be there? Life might not be very palatable to you. Things might not be very easy, At least we gave us the experience of the prophets. Rabbi says, as Christians, none of us are immune from certain of these trials. Last week, Wednesday, we gave us the lessons from Anna's life. Little did Anna know that that thing that she was going through, God wanted to bring a prophet. The Bible told us in those days, there was no open vision. No prophet. Little did Anna know that that thing she was passing through. Little did Amram and Jochebed know that the trial they were going through was to bring a deliverer. Was to bring the standard of God. Maybe what I'm passing through, maybe what you are passing through, again, is to be an encouragement to generations. Is to put forth footprints in the sand of time. Don't disappoint God. God will not disappoint you. I know that my Redeemer liveth. I know His love for me is true. I know that the God of the good time is a God in the bad time. I know the God of the day is the God in the night. No matter what situation is facing you, no matter what situation you are facing, do you know for a fact, as Job did, that God will not disappoint you, that God will not fail you. He keeps His promise, brother. It is just we to keep our own path. May God help us. May the coming of the Lord gladden our heart is my prayer. And may His grace be sufficient in our life. While we bow our head and we hand over to the pastor, until we meet again, if Jesus has not come on Wednesday, God bless you.
As we bring the service to a close for the day, the Lord told the prophet, store the message. For the bride, we have need of it. A spiritual food in its season. Recognizing your day at this message. It is this message that lays rapturing faith. It is the spiritual food for the bride. It is sheep food, not hamburger, not big steak, but spiritual food. It is already cooked. All the vitamins we have need of, vitamins of patience, vitamins of long suffering, vitamins of tender hearted, the heart of flesh, and so on and so forth. They are all in it. The prophet said, you become what you eat. As we continue to eat this message, may we become the message, epistles written that could be read of all men. If you have any reason for requesting for a prayer, just make it known by the raising up of your hand or to God, not or to man. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you for the opportunity you gave to us this morning that we came in. To sit around this table that you have prepared for us. Thank you. We are happy because we are your chosen ones that you have invited to come and dine. Oh, Master, is the cost of going through it in the Sunday school, in the morning service, this afternoon, so evening? Lord, so many things have been spoken. We have heard the doctrines of the message. We have corrections of the message. We have rebukes of the message. We have instructions of the message. Lord Jesus, in the course of hearing all this, something must have ministered to us that this area, you need more of God. Hands are up everywhere. A master and a God. My prophet said the oldest Christian in our midst, if we ask him, what is your heart desires concerning Christ? He will say, more of him. Because there is always more of him. These hands that are raised up, their request might be for physical, it might be for material, it might be for financial, it might be for spiritual. Whatsoever those needs are, thou knowest, O God. When the Pharisees were saying you were Beelzebub, they were considering saying it within themselves. They didn't measure it about thou knowest their thoughts. You see, know the thought of human beings. Whatever those needs are, Heavenly Father, may you give unto every one of us according to our request. In the name of Jesus Christ. Today is the first day of the week. You have started with us on a glorious note. You are giving us opportunity to sit around this glorious message that you have sent to us. The message of our day. Oh, Master, not what theology has said, not what Laodicea said, but what the messenger to the bride has said. Oh, Master, we are praying and asking. The height the message has brought us today, may we never fall from it, Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ. The blessings we have received from the message today, may those blessings never diminish. May the enemy never have opportunity to take them away from us. And may the blessings be permanent in our lives. In the name of Jesus Christ. As many as I give you experience of the baptism of the Holy Ghost today, our Master and our God, may the blessings be permanent, Lord. Each step we take in this life journey, may it continue to be ordered from above, in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, students will be preparing to go to school this week. Workers to their places of work. Businessmen and women to their businesses. All those who will travel, move from one place to the other. The prophet said, the devil, he doesn't mind. Time is never too short. Lord, the distance is never too short where the enemy can do evil. We are praying and asking whatever is falling on our responsibility, may your holy presence abide with us, O God. And we know where your presence is with us. The enemy is tempter. The tempter, our enemy, his power is broken. Oh, let it be, Father. Our personal consecration, our family altar, the first thing in the morning, the last thing in the night. Father, be with us, Lord. In our going out, I can come in. We are seeing what is paramount today is people kidnapping people. Lord Jesus, every wicked plans of the enemy towards any of your children may never be fruitful. In the name of Jesus Christ, may you raise this standard and put the enemy to shame for your glory, for your honor. Whether in the daytime or in the nighttime, when we awake or when we sleep, when we travel with a private vehicle or public transport, Father, because our presence is there, you are with us. Lord, may you fuel every plans of the evil one. Thank you, Father. Blessed be thy holy name. Lord, so we be dismissing to go back to our homes. Lord, take us safely. On the byway and on the highway, protect us from all wicked plans of the devil. Hide us under the blood where the enemy can do us no harm. Thank you, Father. Blessed be thy holy name for granting these petitions. your servants that you have used throughout today, here and in all the nations of the world, including the one in Bakatari. Heavenly Father, the virtue that has left them, may you replenish them, Lord. Lift up the horn of their ministries, O Father, in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. Lord, those that have loved their loved ones, may your word be their comfort. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' most wonderful name, we pray. Amen. And amen. God bless you, church. So God will, if we are still here, if the Lord has not come for us, by Wednesday we see meet again for midweek meeting. Don't forget to pray for one another, for that is what we own each other more than any other thing. Let's pray for one another, that God, who knows what the needs of individuals are, we remember individuals for good. God bless you. Shall we rise on our feet? Now we serve God under the blue. Now we serve God under the blue. We serve God under the blue.